Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, joining you on a Tuesday night. I hope you had a good Tuesday. Good Tuesday morning, afternoon, evening, and night. How about all of it? I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A big shout out and much love to super producer and host Dave Shepard, coming to you live from New York City. Damn, we've already had a busy night with all of this NBA news, and we got more to do. We've had more news come through the pipeline today when it comes down to women's college basketball, men's college basketball. We learned that Bill Belichick isn't necessarily the biggest fan right now, reportedly, of his quarterback for the past 2 years in Mac Jones. Even reports that he tried to trade him. We're days away from the start of the Masters. Tiger Woods knows that his time might just be about up. And so we got a lot to do. You want to holler at us? It's simple. Phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're on social media, if you like to argue with strangers and make points and opinions in the abyss, then by all means, go ahead. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Right before we went to break, we were talking about how the NBA playoff picture is currently shaping up. And the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers, they just had a good game finish up in Philadelphia. The 76ers come out on top 103-101. Joel Embiid had his third 50-point game here of the season, and the man could not miss. 52 points total, 20 of 25 from the field. From the stripe, he went 12 of 13. He pulled down 13 rebounds, had 6 assists, and 2 blocks. Joel Embiid was a man on fire tonight, and he most certainly went out there and helped boost and bolstered his MVP chances, without a shadow of a doubt. A matter of fact, I want to take you to the Sixers Radio Network. I want you to listen to Joel Embiid pick up his 50th point of the game. Take a listen.
Embiid has 48 points in the game, and he has the ball. Joel one-on-one spins by one man. Davide and a slam. He eats up the rim. A two-hand stuff, a quick turn, a catch and a go, and a dunk. 50 for Embiid.
And we know, I just told you, he finished up with 52 points. Yeah, he's really putting or trying to put a stamp on his MVP candidacy. I know even Damian Lillard chiming in and saying that he believes that Embiid should be the MVP. Well, with only a few more games left in the season, a couple more games left, if Embiid is doing that, he's helping himself out in that cause. Meanwhile, Nikola Jokic, someone else who I would say is the other front runner for MVP here in the NBA, he's coming back from a calf injury. It hasn't necessarily helped him. He returned tonight, and the Denver Nuggets lost to the Houston Rockets 124-103. Jokic in 25 minutes of play, 14 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and he a little rusty there. He also finished the game with 8 turnovers. Meanwhile, someone else who's being pushed by his own team as an MVP candidate happens to be Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the Milwaukee Bucks, they played earlier today as well. They wasted no time beating the Wizards 140-128. No resistance there. Giannis Antetokounmpo finishing the game himself with a triple-double. Giannis coming out the gate, 28 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. Giannis was running all over the damn place. At the end of the game, he's flying, he's jumping all over. He was able to come down with an alley-oop to make the score 137-119. Listen to this, courtesy of the Bucks Radio Network.
Holiday going to send the pass. Ingles lobs up to Giannis. He got held down but then lays it in up close. Well, Milwaukee poured it on now. Giannis now with 28 points. Holiday with 26. Giannis with a triple-double. Holiday is one rebound away from a triple-double.
And he ended up with that triple-double. We know that certainly happened. And so Milwaukee sitting pretty in the first spot. Boston, even with the loss, they're sitting pretty in the second spot in the East. Philadelphia is sitting in the third slot. And Cleveland is fourth. And the New York Knicks are fifth. And how about this? The Sixers won their game. The Brooklyn Nets had a chance to climb up in the standings, but they did not. They lost to the Wolves tonight, 107-102. And so what that means for all of my friends listening in Cleveland, Ohio, and everybody tuned in New York City, the Knicks and the Cavaliers, they are locked in for a first-round matchup in the NBA playoffs. And I would love to certainly see this matchup because I think or thought it would be close. But Julius Randle is going to be reevaluated due to an ankle injury, and he's due to be reevaluated next week. And if Julius Randle is not out there at full strength, the New York Knicks stand no chance. And so we already see injuries pretty much getting a hold of the NBA playoffs. And then meanwhile, I told you about those Denver Nuggets just trying to work Jokic back in and try not to work him too hard, not being in the playoffs. Their record is 52-27. The Memphis Grizzlies are 2 games behind them right now. I told you Denver lost to the Houston Rockets. Meanwhile, tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies, they beat the Blazers 119-109. And head coach of the Nuggets, Michael Malone, before the L, I don't know what he's thinking about, but he said us getting the number one seed, it don't really matter that much to the Nuggets.
I think everyone in this room fully understands the regular season doesn't mean anything. It's been great. I love the fact that we've been in first place since the middle of December. We've seen a lot of guys step up throughout the season. This is all geared towards the postseason and how we perform.
Oh, he's thinking about his health. That's it. He knows damn well the number one seed would matter. I guess he wouldn't sweat it too much if they had to take on Memphis. Because for the Denver Nuggets, if Jokic is not healthy, if his calf is barking, if it's acting up, if it's tight, if he can't run, God knows, we know Nikola Jokic cannot jump. Hey, Chef, what do you think his vertical is? 2 quarters?
What's the height of a newspaper?
Is it the 2-quarter stick of the newspaper's thinner? Yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's not. It's probably one of the least vertical jumps that we have in the NBA, and I'm being kind.
I would love. We need to put Jokic in a dunk contest.
That would be entertaining. That would bring back the dunk contest. Mac McClung, step aside.
I need to Google Jokic dunks. Like, are they all one-handed dunks? Is he two-handed put back? Like, what is he doing?
But if you look at it from a purist perspective, it does then shed light on how amazingly skilled this guy is to be a two-time MVP, potentially going on three, and he can't jump over a paperweight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it's not like he got – he has great time. He has – that's what you call intuition. He is – he got basketball ESP, man, because there's no way in hell that Nikola Jokic should be able to command and control a game that he does. It's pretty much all in between his ears because God knows his physical gifts. He has worked himself into better shape. You know, maybe Zion could learn a thing or two, and he's much more gifted physically and athletically. But it's pretty awesome what Jokic can do given his physical skills and just how much faster everybody is around him. It shows you how important your brain is if you actually use it. But it ain't going to matter if his calf is acting up. West is wide the hell open, folks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the West, let's go out to San Diego. Let's talk to Cam. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Cam?
What's up, JR? How you doing? Thanks for taking my call, man. Real quick, just want to give a shout-out to one of your callers, Alan, from Florida. He says he's from Toronto. He's from Florida. Home is where the heart is.
Oh.
Do you know if he just memorizes all of those stats or if he has, like, a computer ready? Because that guy is just an encyclopedia of knowledge. It's insane.
Well, I'm sure Alan from Florida. Hey, Shep, is he? I can't remember. Is he back in Canada yet?
I believe so. Yes, after the turn of the spring. Yes.
He said he was driving back over the weekend or something.
Well,
right?
He said he was going to meet up. You know, Cam, this is controversy on the show at this point because Alan said he was going to meet up with JR.
Did he not reach out to you, JR?
I didn't hear from nobody named Alan, man. No. Mm-mm.
Wow.
I'm not a hard guy to find if you want to reach me. He can't contact me.
I for sure thought you guys were going to link up in Atlanta. You guys were talking about that for weeks. Every time I heard him call, that's what he'd bring up. But, man.
I guess he missed Canada a whole lot. Well, you're out in San Diego. Why don't you drive to Toronto and meet him? Let me know how it goes.
I will. You know, I want to do a cross-country Canada road trip and hit all seven NHL stadiums. That's kind of a bucket list thing for me.
Oh, my God.
See if I can make that happen.
I was going to tell you, it'd take you about a week, but if you want to stop along the way to every game, it'll take you about 2.5 probably.
Yep, that's kind of the plan. So we'll see if we can make that happen, and maybe I'll cruise down to Atlanta and link up with you.
Hey, I'll be here. What's going on with you? How's the vibe in San Diego? Everybody appreciative, huh?
San Diego, yeah, man, it's great. I mean, we're still the city without a championship, obviously. Come up in second place. They're talking about having a parade for these guys, which would just be the most San Diego thing ever. But
wait. Who is offering up a parade? The mayor of San Diego wants to have a parade for the Aztecs?
I don't know if it's the mayor. I don't know if it's the university that's organizing it, but I've heard there's talk of a parade from Viejas Arena where they play, like, down to Petco or starting somewhere in San Diego. I don't know. I got to do some more research on this. You can look into it.
You don't agree with that, do you?
No, I don't. I mean, they're called victory parades for a reason, a championship parade. You know, it's not a participation parade. And no disrespect to what, you know, those boys did. That was awesome. They just electrified the city, you know, kind of like how the Padres did in the playoffs last year. And they should be celebrated.
Honored. Yes. And honored. Not with a loser parade. I mean, come on now. Did you hear everybody? Well, not everybody. Did you hear folks yelling at me about 2 weeks ago? Shep, what were you talking about? Somebody was getting, the WBC. I said, America's getting silver medals. I said, Ken Griffey Jr. looks disgusted with his stupid ass silver medal. And I had people calling me up going, oh my God, it's not the worst. I'm like, yeah, who cares about a stinking silver? Hey, where do you think Ken Griffey Jr.'s silver medal for the WBC is right now, this moment? Where is it?
Did Ken Griffey Jr. win a silver medal in the WBC? And isn't that the point? No one remembers the silvers. I don't know if he won one. You could be tricking me right now.
No, he did. He leaned over and received a silver medal after they lost to Japan. And I'm sure Ken Griffey's silver medal is probably on the seat. It's maybe still in his luggage, man. It's probably on the back seat of his car. Like, he ain't thinking about no silver. So to think that the San Diego Aztecs, for as amazing of a season and unsuspected that they had, for them to come home and end up with a victory parade, it's dumb.
Yeah. I hate that that's even the conversation, because we should just be appreciative that they went to the Final Four.
Right.
They'll get their banner. They'll be remembered. But
yeah. Well, listen, Cam, I think there are brighter days ahead for the Aztecs. And congratulations to the guys, and congratulations to everybody out in San Diego. I hope sooner than later, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for taking my call, JR. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. Thank you. Thank you, Cam. Hey, Shep, what happened? Who wants this stupid parade?
So I'm seeing under the incessant argument of is UConn or a blue blood or not, because that hasn't been going on or anything. I'm seeing school officials are making this parade Saturday, this coming Saturday.
Now, wait. What is – so help me out here. School officials, they're not doing this like a welcome back, here's some appreciation. They're doing this like – on the city streets, a legitimate parade,
yeah.
not like a rally, a welcome back, that they're having a parade.
So San Diego State, this is courtesy of the San Diego Union Tribune.
Yes, the big time paper.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. And they plan to hold this parade downtown Saturday morning, and it's going to reach Petco Park at 11.
Oh my God.
We're not making this
up. Oh my God. They deserve all of the recognition in the world for what they did and what they accomplished and coming out of nowhere. Can we not just have a massive, and this is not the end all be all of the world, but this is like participation trophy-esque. Can we have a rally, a welcome back? Do we have to have a parade? Victory parades are for victory.
So, JR, just a little bit of devil's advocate here, and you're well aware of this. San Diego is an incredible community with incredibly intelligent and well-researched sports fans. They have not won a single championship on any major level since the days of the AFL in 1963 with the San Diego Chargers. This basketball team, with Kawhi Leonard, has never made it past a Sweet 16 up until 2023. They got every reason to celebrate and then some, and if that's in the form of a parade, then I say to Coach Dutcher and company, JR, hats off to you, and go get them next year. Okay,
That's some real loser stuff, man.
JR, how would you feel if a close family member, when no one bet on them to even make it past the Sweet 16, and that school has never been to a Elite Eight, made it to the national championship game, and then they said, by the way, JR, I want you to be in the parade. Would you have that same sentiment with a family member?
Yeah, I don't give a damn who it is. It's a loser mentality.
Ooh, you're tough, man.
I'm not tough. I'm like, hey, let's hand out candy and let's give the young men from the Aztecs, let's give them stickers while we're at it.
But JR, they weren't a runner up in the Mountain West, for God's sakes. They were a runner up for the national championship. This isn't a participation trophy.
How many losers in the tournament on Championship Monday night? And I'm not asking you per se to find out the answer. I don't know the answer. How many teams come in second place and come home and have a parade? And forget college basketball. At what level of college athletics and also professional sports does the second place team come home and say, by God, we came in second place, let's go ahead and have a parade? I can understand a rally. There is just a connotation built around a parade that signifies the ultimate success. In most cases, if you don't come out all the way on top, you come back and you're still shown love. You can get off the plane and people are waiting for you and they're having a rally. But to think that the city just says, oh, yeah, sure, let's have an appreciation parade. Yeah, okay, sure, I get it. You haven't won anything. That's I don't know. That's weak. Have a rally. Save the parade. Maybe I'm a party pooper. That's perfectly fine. Well, I probably am a party pooper.
I mean, they made it to so many Super Bowls with LT and Rivers, so why not, right? They're so accustomed to winning. They should be over it at this point, well, getting to a national. I'm being sarcastic, obviously. JR,
I know that. But
yeah, you're being too hard on these guys.
These guys who?
The San Diego Aztec community, the basketball program, Coach Dutcher, school officials. I think, and you're usually one of the nicest people in this business. You're being too harsh on them.
It's the school officials and the folks who say, yeah, let's just have a parade. Like, the parade is for the victor. Like, it's no different than what we heard even over the past 24, 48 hours, where the First Lady of the United States of America says, hey, LSU won, but I want to go ahead and bring in Iowa as well. And people are like, oh, why is Iowa going? They didn't win. It's tradition for the victor to go and visit the White House. And then Caitlin Clark came out of her own mouth and she's just like, we're not going to the White House. That's for the people who actually won. Like, if you want to go ahead and celebrate women's basketball and whole and mass and do a big shebang, then let's do that. But let LSU have their own independent moment. Let's not just bring everything together. I think it's ridiculous that there are, this legislation being built up on it. I think I mentioned it briefly last night. There's a politician, I believe, in North Carolina who's trying to ban participation trophies statewide in North Carolina. And I'm like, okay, a part of it I get, but part of it's going a little too far. And so San Diego, the Aztecs, their fans, the community, everybody deserves to be lauded, applauded, appreciated, shown gratitude, thanks, and appreciation, flat and period. But to do it in the form of a parade, which typically signifies victory, yeah, they can do it, and more power to them if they do it. I'm just going to look and go, it's what happens when you don't win anything. And San Diego certainly deserves it. I love San Diego. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. And then also, I mentioned Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, she had a response to all of the vitriol and a lot of the commentary towards Angel Reese. We're going to hear from Caitlin Clark. We'll hear from you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, y'all, what's going on, big bro? Truck driver, man. I've been listening to you for a few months now. Respect what you do. Like it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, man. I got a little bit of PTSD off of what he just said. He goes, truck driver. First thing I could think of is, hey, Shep, what's our repo man's name from Detroit? Is it Chris?
That sounds right, yes. I'm not positive, but that sounds right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I heard, oh, I'm a truck driver. I'm like, yeah, I love truck drivers, and I automatically thought about Chris the Repo Man.
He's proud of it.
Yeah, he should be proud. He's making his money. He's probably on car number 4 by now. I've never requested this before. But, hey, Chris the Repo Man, if you are out there listening, Chris, call us up. Let us know what you think about this potential parade that San Diego State is potentially, well, not potentially, they are trying to plan this parade. I took a look at this in the break. They want to have a parade on Saturday. It may or may not happen because of logistical issues. School officials hope to finalize this over the next few days. They want to tour downtown, and they want to have it end at Petco Park. I don't know if logistically it's possible to start at the university. You can drive there pretty quickly, but going through a parade route would take quite a few hours. But congratulations to the Aztecs. They should be celebrated back home. I don't know. A parade just seems just out of sorts. You know, parades are for winners and victors in the most parts. In North America, United States of America, you win something, you want to be honored, you have a parade. Not typically for the team that came in second place, regardless of San Diego's unfortunate sports history. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, this is the reason why I love your show and love your opinion and everything else. I'm right there with you. I would love to celebrate them, but know what? Remember at halftimes of football games or basketball games, they celebrate the accomplishments of the teams from the previous, you know, fall season or spring season or winter season? That's what it should be. Bring on during the football season. Get this football team fired up. You know, that's what we need right now. You know, our basketball team is holding us up. And it just,
no,
you know, let's.
I think I do believe that they should be honored. And if they want to have a parade for them, good for them. But from an outsider looking in, or I'll put it to you this way, it was the most terrible thing possible here in Atlanta, Georgia, when the Falcons were leading in the Super Bowl and then they lost. There is no, and sure, it's the professional ranks versus the amateur ranks. Well, I couldn't imagine the Falcons going up Peach Street as Super Bowl losers. Everybody would be like, what are we doing here?
Well, let's put it this way. Let's put it even more logical. When the Braves, I mean, I'm a Braves fan, so I'm with you on that. When the Braves lost all those chances to win the World Series, did they have a parade?
Yeah, no, but you can certainly make the argument. And by the way, the parade that ran up Peachtree when they did win the World Series, that was one of the fastest parades I've ever seen in my life. It seemed like they were trying to get through the city, but I digress. The argument that would be made there is that these are young men, that these are not pros. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It should be lauded.
I agree, but then real fast, I'm going to end on this real fast. I totally agree with you on the LSU thing. I was like, that's the first thing I heard this morning. I'm like, really? What if your husband lost the election? Would you want to have a parade for your husband? I don't know.
Oh, well, hey, come back to me next year. Hopefully, the world is a better place. Ask me.
Hey, I'm going to talk to you baseball and baseball season's in its prime, and we'll talk then.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you for calling.
Love your show, brother.
San Diego. Thank you so much. Yeah, have a party, man. In sports, there's not an area in sports specifically. I do not care what level. Parade means you won. Anything less than that is just like, I don't want to call it second rate. It's like, what are we doing here? It's like a man came back from the moon. Parade. We did it. We put a human being up there. The Braves, they just won the world championship two seasons ago. Oh, parade goes up Peachtree.
Could we have said to Buzz Aldrin, we can't celebrate you. You're the second guy to land. Sorry, Neil was first.
That's not sports. That's a guy leaving orbit.
Okay.
The New York Yankees, for years, my God, they pack out Manhattan. Lower Manhattan is just packed out. Hey, Yankees parade. Yankees lose. It's just like, oh, y'all better bring your ass back next year. That's expectations of a winner. And so I get it. It's college. Celebrate them. But a parade just seems a little too much. Tony's calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How's it going, man?
Going real well, man. What's up?
I know. How's it going, man? Now, I appreciate everything you do, man. I love your talk show, man. You're probably one of the best in the game, man. You know, you're the best knowledge. You're just like, you know, one of a million, dude. You're a great guy, dude.
Well, all unique human beings, but thank you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Now, back to the San Diego State, the basketball parade that you were talking about earlier today. I mean, first of all, I honestly think, I mean, San Diego State, you know, basketball has been good for quite a while, you know. And I really think, you know, no one ever thought in a million years they'd be in a championship game. I mean, Kawhi barely got into the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that San Diego State is such a small Mountain West conference school, you know, making it to the national championship game, obviously, didn't. Unfortunately, you know, they lost. But, I mean, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest games in San Diego history since the World Series.
So what do you think about the parade, though? What do you gearing up to?
You know, yeah, no, I think they should definitely, you know, applaud them. I mean, parade, big parade. I mean, yeah, I kind of understand where you're coming from with that, but I really think they should do, you know, respect what they did for this run. I mean, because this is probably the biggest.
You show
biggest,
up.
Biggest.
I don't know what you call the post-pep rally. I don't think a pep rally, you're trying to get everybody hyped for the actual event. But right. You come back post and you have a celebration. You know, have
some
a,
type of way.
Yes.
You know, some type of way.
But parade, not so sure. Hey, Tony, I appreciate you for calling from Cali. No doubt about it. Celeste is calling from San Diego. What's up, Celeste?
Hi, JR. I love your show, just so you know. I listen to it every night during the week, so thanks. Thank you so much for having such a great show. You're awesome.
Sure.
But I just wanted to touch a little bit on San Diego State. I'm a native from here. We have nothing.
Right.
We have nothing, man. We have nothing. I lived and died for the Chargers, and they left. Padres broke my heart last year. This is a little crumb that we have, and we got so far that maybe we are the pathetic little city that's having a parade for our team that lost. But for us, we're so proud of them. You have to understand where we're coming from. You have to live here and go through what we've gone through all these years with nothing. And then you'll understand our pain and how we feel. We're just proud of these guys, man. They represented. They weren't supposed to get that far. So whether a parade's the right thing, they deserve it.
They deserve love. Here's what I'd say, Celeste. I understand what you're saying. Because I can understand there are a lot of teams, and I don't even want to say cities, that don't necessarily – you know, reach success. Don't settle when you're getting close to it. Don't settle. Like when they actually win a championship, what are y'all gonna do? Send a spaceship into Mars? Like, what are we doing? Don't.
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
Okay. All right. Don't let me be a suck the joy out of everybody. But I just say don't settle. I appreciate you, Celeste. Okay. Take care.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hey, Marco Belletti, what do you think about a potential parade in San Diego for these Aztecs?
Weak. Look, here's what you do. When you're a runner-up in this situation and you have a tremendous run, and like you said, they deserve some love. You know what you do? When they come back on the plane, you show up at the airport and you're there to support them when they get off the plane so that they're not alone. They don't feel like they just lost. Now you missed it because they're already back home. But when they just come home, you're there to support them when they walk back in so that they don't feel like they're alone. They're not losers. They had a great run. We appreciate everything you did. Parade? Parade is for when you win. Support when you come home off the plane? That's for when you lose. That's what you do. That's what you have.
Yeah. Have a party, man. Have a celebration. Take all of Saturday. Build a stage in the arena. Outside is beautiful. And just have fun and say thanks and have people speak and show love. And if you want to give away, you know, varsity jackets to last everybody the rest of their life, then do it. Parade. That's when you walk away with the title. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, this is the reason why I love your show and love your opinion and everything else. I'm right there with you. I would love to celebrate them, but know what? Bring on during the football season. Get this football team fired up.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been having this conversation about San Diego State and this parade that the officials, the school officials, want to throw. And I'm like, hey, man, parade is for, it's for the winners. Celebrate the Aztecs for coming back and going to the championship game. But a parade? That's a little too much. I'm going to get back to your calls momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. In the meantime, it took a while. It took overtime. But the Los Angeles Lakers came out on top of the Utah Jazz. The final score, 135-133. LeBron James, I guess he's back now, right, from that busted up foot. Okay, he played 38 minutes, 37 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds. Austin Reeves having a damn good game himself, 28 points. Anthony Davis, who's been lighting it up, 30-point games all over the place. Tonight, not so much, still a strong game, 21 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Los Angeles Lakers, they're able to improve their record to a now 41-38. And if you think about the standings right now for the Los Angeles Lakers, and by the way, Golden State Warriors are still trying to run things up. Los Angeles Lakers right now sitting in the 7th spot, Golden State 41-38. The Warriors are still in action right now against Oklahoma City, and they've been trying to creep back in it. It appears that they are. OKC leads 99-96. We'll keep you updated on all the games going on. Phoenix Suns beating up on San Antonio 99-82. We'll give you an update on all the games as they start to conclude and the standings start to bear a little bit more fruit. I'm going to get in more of your calls about San Diego State and this proposed parade. And then in addition to that, when we get to the top of the hour, I had mentioned to everyone, I don't want to call it the elephant in the room, and I think, thank God, that the controversy for now has died down surrounding Angel Reese and her taunting of Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark was on ESPN earlier today, and she pretty much told everybody to relax. It ain't no big deal, and I'll share that with you at the top of the hour. Let's get in more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS. Drew is calling from Boca Raton. It's the home of the Owls. Hey, Drew, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up? You got me tongue-tied, man.
What's up, man? So I just want to say is that, all right, so I'm born and raised in New York City. I went to college out at San Diego State University. I graduated there and everything like that back in 04. Now I currently live in Boca Raton, Florida, where the Owls were. I was the only dude that was 2 blocks away, a bar called Whistle Stop, that was actually, you know, everybody was all Owls. I was the only dude with a San Diego thing. That dude pulled the jumper when everybody, he did that Jordan thing. Hands down, great.
Butler.
Got it. Everybody said he was swishing and everything like that. He was cheating, whatever. All right, good. But let me tell you something. A lot of people are saying now that the Owls could have beat Sandy, could have beat UConn by, like, you know, maybe lost by less. And yet they want to have a parade here. It's a hands down. It's true because they want to honor that. Do I think my team deserves a parade? No. Because you know why? You didn't win. Do they deserve it? No. So I want to say big ups to everything that San Diego has done. Big ups to FAU. But I want to say is that no one deserves it. If you lost, you lost. You get it? I'm right with one of your coworkers saying is that, you know, hey, listen, you get your Final Four thing, you get your little tiny parade right there, and listen, when you're coming home, you get your celebratory thing. That's what they did here in FAU. Literally, all right. That's what they did, and you know what? That's it.
Well, thank you, Drew. There's a lot of things that he was handing out there. Not parades, but a little celebration. Have a little party. Hand out some pizza, let people talk on a microphone, give them some honorary pins, and let's keep it moving. Kane is calling from Washington, D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Kane.
Gentlemen, how are you feeling tonight?
Good. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, you're live. Go ahead.
Gentlemen?
Oh, I guess he has himself. He got himself on mute.
There you are.
I'm here. I don't know where you're at.
Oh, I don't know. Something's going on wrong my phone.
Well, you're live on the radio. Go ahead. Now you got to speak quickly.
One, Shep, first it was you fighting Tyson, and now you're agreeing with the parade stuff. This is, no, No, you don't get a parade when you lose. Just, we do not praise a country who celebrates mediocrity and losing. You lose, go home, and you think about what you did, and you get ready for next year, and you take that motivation. What do you do when you win if you take a parade when you lose? I mean, that's the point.
You run a cross-country, you do a cross-country parade from San Diego to Maine. I don't know.
No, that is absolutely
okay.
Celebrating losing. No, we don't do that here. And Joel Embiid.
Hey, Kane, it's so what are you? Is somebody beating? What is somebody chopping meat in the back? What is that?
One
second. Oh, okay. Wow. I couldn't. Hey, Shep, I almost said something else. I couldn't say it. I had to change it to chopping meat because what I was going to say was just, it sounded like somebody was back there tenderizing the meat. You know, you take the hammer, you tenderize it.
You're going to get support, JR.
Yeah, listen, I just like, what is he doing in the background?
You know, when
he started to lose his breath, I don't know. Anyway.
We love Kane in D.C. Some people should say with your patience with some of our callers, you should have a parade.
No, I don't want no stinking parade. Hey, Vanessa's here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Vanessa?
Hi, JR. My name is Vanessa. I'm born and raised San Diego, California. I love being from here, but I disagree. We should not have a parade. Celebrate these guys for what they did. They put San Diego on the map. They didn't win, but they should not have a parade. I think we should maybe celebrate at Viejas, or do a little rally party, but no parade. I love you, JR. Later.
Thank you, Vanessa. I appreciate you for calling from San Diego. Shep, are we even? So it's like 50-50 now, right? Or no?
I'd say more people side with you on this, for sure.
People are still mad about you and that Mike Tyson thing, man. What gives?
Well, I was serious, and people need to get over it, because I don't think Mike Tyson's up for it. I would be. He's scared. I'm not.
That was 2 months ago. That was 2 months ago. There were people like, oh, my God, oh, he said he wants to, he beat my, I'm like, yo, what are you so upset about?
I'm all, JR, people think I was kidding about it. I'm not.
Let's not.
It's okay, sorry. Sorry, I'm off the brakes. I apologize.
Let's not wind him up. Let's give you some warm-ups. We talked about George, you know what, a matter of fact, remember we talked about George Foreman, was it last week?
The movie, yes, with Forrest Whitaker being his caretaker or his trainer.
Yeah, and I told you I was going to get offered to, you know, chat it up with Mr. Foreman.
Yes.
I told you that, right?
Yes, yes. I'd fight Big George if that's where we're going with this.
Well, yeah. If I can do it next week, because hey, heads up, everybody. I'm not going to be here. Is it next Tuesday? One of these days next week, I ain't going to be here.
Gotcha.
But here's Shep. I got this. I was offered to talk with Mr. Foreman. So I may have to warm you up. You can fight George Foreman, and then you can fight Mike Tyson, okay?
That's a big deal. Congrats on talking to George.
We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliet Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time.
New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.